Understand each other. He brought in a story that once upon a time there was this guy. He said, when I die, that guy will come, and he died, and that guy came exactly as he was, and all that. To say that, listen, this connection of the cultures is not between me and you and one generation. This is really culture. This is like a river which is growing and agriculturing. This is how it works. Then we talk about all of this, but no use because of you. What are you thinking about? There was this long, long story, remember? The guy who thinks that I deserve more. I deserve more. What? Because I think so. This is the argument. We think we deserve more. Why? If you look at it carefully, you will see that no, we want more. Doesn't matter. My expectation is too much. Just the opposite of the Solomon we were looking at, right? We came back to this guy and was something like, imagine a guy who wants too much, okay? Do you remember the story of him? A little bit lesser, suddenly he went to this and that and that and that, all of that. Rumi stopped and said, listen, let me tell you, there are two kind of apple. This has two kind. The first one is something that you go to the school and you earn it. The second one is while you are a child, you are learning some stuff. That's the organized one. This is not the organized one. Some part of your brain is coming from, you said it comes from the book and the teacher and thinking and talking about it, and all different good meanings which are out there. To understand this division, we call it Lohe Hafiz, Lohe Mahfuz. Lohe means that board, that plate. Okay? We have two of them. One is the keeper, the other one is kept. So we're playing with the words to say what? To say that there are two ways of thinking. You have two chain of thinking. You have your animal thought and you have your human thought. Both of them. Then what? Mainly, it's not only that, is that you learn from the rest of us, and the rest of us are learning from you. This is the logicalist part of this that you understand. Do you? I hope you do. There is the other part of that you don't understand. The one which is organizing you, you understand it. But do you understand your organizer? No. There is your organizer over there, isn't it? You have a conscious, you have a subconscious. There are levels of this. He said, listen, there are different kind of apple, right? All are different. There is one exceptional one, which comes from apple. The rest, forget about it. Means what? Means, oh, lovely God, he's a kind one, he's giving me. What does that mean, really? Listen, there are some stuff which are here, we understand, we try to understand, we go and develop and blah, 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 and there are stuff beyond that. Let me go back right at the beginning when we were talking about this logical stuff of yours. this logical stuff which is coming down and is stopping my cheating and lying and treating other people and will turn me around. What is it? What is it? Where is it coming from? Huh? The amazing thing, we don't know. Because up to here we tried from the animal to teach you the logic. But there is beyond the logic. Who told you that the logic is the end of it? Logic? Oh, 2,000 years ago, you wanted to write down a letter and you couldn't. Because logically, you didn't know how to write it. A fellow named Aristoteles should come down and bring them all together and say, this way is logical. Okay, we know the logic, but there is beyond the logic. Where is it? Romeo and Juliet. It's beyond the logic, but it's here and it's real. This is the main stuff. Here you will say there is the other kind of apple, which is the gift of God. And it has a very special source which is at the center of the joint. And if I hope you will pay attention to it, because beginning of this book 4, Rumi starts to talk about something that he was not talking about it like that, because nobody would listen and it was crazy. But now we are in the second part. Everybody is crazy, it doesn't matter. Let's be crazy. Rumi goes crazy. There were some words. We learned about these words, the main principal words here, like love, right? So we know some definitions. Say, where is the source of the Romeo and Juliet? Where is it? There is no sources here, but that magic is here. You know what is the interesting part of the magic? That you believe that Romeo loves Juliet. You don't think that, no, they want to have sex tonight and blah, blah, blah. Why? For yourself, you have never been in love. You're not that kind of fellow. But you accept that the Romeo is, and you envy him. That is the point. That yes, you are the cheater. So you don't care about these relationships, right? But when there is that exception, suddenly all the rules will stop. So I want to talk about that, because for you the animal is here. For me, I respect the animal as much as I should, but the animal is no one other. The spirituality is something here, and I'm looking for that. Why? Because that growing and all that beautiful story of Romeo and Juliet is in this culture. It's coming out. This is the fruit, actually, that everybody will watch it, right? Then what? Then, second step of this story. You expect more. You went to someone else. Expecting more. Let me talk about this. What do you say if your teacher will give you this paper to work on, if you want to learn, you try to learn. If not, what? Huh? Okay, let's fight with them. Fight with them? Where? What? Why? What's going on? Listen, whatever you don't like, you just bring it out with a lot of complaints. Let me show you in the story of all prophets, in all the stories of the prophets, you hear that the prophet will come down and say, okay, Today, we go there. Why today? Let's go tomorrow. Always. And who is this fellow? This is not a bad fellow. He is the follower. But even in following, when he doesn't like it, yet the Prophet will say, okay, we'll go and fight with these people. He is the boss. Everybody is offended. That young fellow, why did you choose him? Nobody even thinks that if he is Prophet, what the hell I'm talking about? If he is not a Prophet, why am I talking with him? But it's always like that, that you accept it, but you try to cheat, to do a little bit like this, a little bit like that. He said, yes, this happened, that the Prophet said this, but all these invitation of the Prophets is something which is wasted. Because the Prophets, the only thing they do is invitation. Did you know that? No. I'm sure you didn't. Did you know that? Positively not. Everybody forgets what the game is all about. The Prophets, they come here and they bring the idea only as a suggestion. They cannot order you. When they are talking about that Prophet who is ordering, oh, they're cheating, they're lying. There is no. Prophet, force you? Haha. So let's go right from the beginning. That's where that responsibility and stuff is in. I accept to be responsible, and I want to be respected for it, right? Because that's what responsibility is all about. And you say, listen, whatever you don't like, you try to argue with. And the path we are going, this doesn't work. You know why? First, we cannot force you. Second, we don't know all your choices. Third, at the end of the day, it's not my problem. Goodbye. This is what it is. We work together, therefore it works. And with this working, we should realize to limit our expectation. The place that I imagine for myself shouldn't be better than my real position. I should earn it, I should learn it, and all that. So, he went through all of this, and we are at the center of that kind of behavior. Rumi stopped, if I remember correctly, last paragraph. He said, yeah, and they were talking about this, and they were talking, and I was talking about this barge bi bargi, which is a very amazing word. Barg means leaf. Barg means component, instrument, and all the possibilities that you could have. All means barg. It's a leaf of a tree, yes. But this is one barg. One page is one barg, right? Like that. Barg for us is something you have already. Your components, your instruments, your factory, and all of that is in that meaning. Then what? Then we say, barg means the outcome of your agriculture, actually. This is barg. Then we say there is barge bi bargi. What is that? Yes. Barg, which was a leaf, is that there is a leaf of no leaf. Means it's a leaf, but it's not a leaf, it's what? All of that. And this is something that we argue a lot about it, to see which one is. I say my benefit. What does that mean to you? My benefit. Oh, I'm talking about my benefit in this theater.